The Tahin and the low man in the east tower spun widdershins to each other like figures in a dance. The Tahin crumpled on the catwalk that skirted the top of the watchtower. The low man was driven into the rail, flipped over it with his boot heels in the sky, then plummeted headfirst to the ground. She heard the crack his neck made when it broke. A couple of the milling breakers spotted this unfortunate fellow's descent and screamed. "Put up your hands!" That was Dinky. She recognized his voice. "Put up your hands if you're a breaker!" No one questioned the idea. In these circumstances, anyone who sounded like he knew what was going on was an unquestioned charge. Some of the breakers, but not all, not yet, put their hands up. It made no difference to Susanna. She didn't need raised hands to tell the difference between the sheep and the goats. A kind of haunted clarity had fallen over her vision. She flicked the fire control switch from burst to single shot and began to pick off the guards who'd come up from the study with the breakers. Tahin, Kantoy, get him. A human, don't shoot her. She's a breaker, even though she doesn't have her hands up. Don't ask me how I know, but I do. Susanna squeezed the coyote's trigger, and the head of the Hume next to the woman in the bright red slacks exploded in a mist of blood and bone. The breakers screamed like children, staring around with their eyes bulging and their hands up. And now Susanna heard Dinky again, only this time not his physical voice. It was his mental voice she heard, and it was much louder. "Go south with your hands up. You won't be hurt." Which was her cue to break cover and start moving. She'd gotten 8 of the Crimson King's bad boys, counting the 3 in the towers, not that it was much of an accomplishment, given their panic, and she saw no more, at least for the time being. Susanna twisted the hand throttle and scooted the SCT toward one of the other abandoned sheds. The gadget's pickup was so lively that she almost tumbled off the bicycle-style seat. Trying not to laugh, and laughing anyway, she shouted at the top of her lungs in her best Detta Walker vulture screech, "Get out of here, motherfuckers! Get south! Hands up so we know you from the bad boys! Everyone don't have their hands up, go and get a bullet in the head! Y'all trust me on it!"